Hi, everyone. Welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling in pop culture. So, I don't always say this, but I do describe my podcast as being about pop culture in addition to Mindy Kaling shows because I am very into YA lit, especially the Babysitter's Club. So, I asked my friend Michelle to talk about one of the Babysitters Club Little Sister books today, and it's called Karen's Haircut. Thanks for joining me, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
You and I have been texting about this for like weeks after we
Yeah.
met it. And
So,
so
yeah, this is one of my favorites.
it's really good. Like, I was surprised at how good it was.
I mean, it really draws you in, even just straight from the cover, where, I mean, I guess we can just get into the book and then discuss that.
So, hold on. I'm going to look at my cover again. Mine is the, so I bought it on Kindle and it's the worst. It's the one where it's like animated.
Oh.
And I just think the old ones with Karen, like the photo of Karen with the blonde hair was so much better.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, mine is the old one, and it's just like Karen has this horrible mullet. And she's kind of making the Home Alone face, like with her hand on her face and like a big, like, oh my God, expression. And you see the woman who has cut her hair, who just has the worst hair I've ever seen.
Yeah, that sucks because mine is a woman who just has like normal brown hair, and it's Karen in the hair salon, and it kind of just looks like a short, like pixie cut.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a mullet in mine. She has like long hair in the back, and the top is very short and spiky.
Which is
And
how I
she,
pictured it.
yeah, and she has some bangs. And Gloriana, who is the hairdresser, is sitting next to her, and you're kind of like looking. She's looking in a mirror, so you're seeing her hair, like her from the back, and then the reflection in the mirror. So you see that like Gloriana has kind of like shoulder length red curls on one side. She's very short, like gray hair up at the top. And then on the other side of her head, the gray like continues and it's just kind of like a bob.
Oh my gosh.
So it's pretty hideous.
So honestly, that resonated with me because whenever I get my hair cut, like, different salons, I just feel like hairdressers like change their hair up a lot. So
Yeah.
so it's normal to have different, but I can't even picture Gloriana's hair.
Yeah, this doesn't even look like kind of maybe like it's trendy or like something like weird that hairdressers do. It just looks straight up like bad.
So when this book was published, were mullets like popular? Because I remember that from the 90s.
Yeah, I feel like they were. And like one of the plot points in this too is that after Karen gets the haircut and everyone's making fun of her because it's so ugly, these two fifth grade girls like keep looking at it and like almost like admiring it, and at the end, not to like spoiler alert, but the end
Yeah.
they end up getting the same haircut.
Yeah. So, okay. So the fifth grade girls, I was just wondering. I don't know. I honestly can't really remember elementary school, but I went to like a public, normal size school.
Yeah.
But like, how big do you think Stony Brook Academy would be? Like,
Wow, I
maybe
feel
you
like
would see fifth graders more.
it's, yeah, like maybe there's like, I feel like there's got to be like a max like 30 or 40 people per class. Because there
Yeah.
seems like there's like, I think somewhere between 15 and 20 in Karen's class. And I kind of think that there was another second grade class, but maybe I'm like misremembering
I feel like
that.
15 to 20 is like not that big a
Right.
ratio. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was like anywhere between like 20 and 30 in my like elementary school classes. And there was at least like 4 or 5.
Yeah. And we were not getting individualized attention for sure.
Right. Yeah. But it seems like at Stony Brook Academy, like, yeah, it was definitely much smaller, much more elite, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Karen is very smart.
Yes, she skipped into second grade, as she reminds us all the time.
Yeah, but I found her so much less annoying in this book because they just like humanize her so much. And I was like, why
Yeah.
don't they do this more?
I do think that they do a better job of that, like as the series goes on, or maybe it's just in certain books. But yeah, in this one, like you really get where she's coming from. Like she's very much kind of like a self-conscious 7-year-old girl who's having like issues with her friends.
Yeah, I mean, that and putting something, it mildly.
Yeah, and I do like that we definitely see a difference between Hanny and Nancy in this one.
Oh, yeah, true. Hanny is such a bitch. Like,
yeah, she's like one, like, maybe our first intro to what a bridezilla is as kids.
Yeah.
Like, while reading this.
She's definitely going to be one.
Yeah, she straight up sounds like she's out of one of those, like, wedding shaming groups, the way that she treats Karen.
She's definitely, like, one of those Reddit posts about, like,
yes,
what happened to me.
And maybe just to, like, give a little bit of backstory, like, Hanny is marrying Scott Shu.
Yes, we think who, it's Shu, but yeah, someone could correct us. It's HSU.
Who is, he's not a classmate of theirs, but he's Hanny's neighbor.
Wait, I thought he was their classmate.
I
didn't pay that much attention. So I was going to ask you about, okay, actually, let's do chronological because I want to explain, like, the background.
Sure.
Okay. So they start playing one of Karen's favorite games, Lovely Ladies, I think it's called. So they, like, Karen is described as having, like, a lot of dress-up clothes, I believe, in, like, one of the first Babysitter's Club books. And Hanny apparently has a ton, too. Did you have a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I had a lot. And it was, like, I had, like, you know, costumes from Halloween. And I had, like, a bride dress. And then I danced growing up. So I had all of, like, whatever the costumes that we had from dance.
Okay.
Or...
That's...
But the way that, like, Karen almost, like, describes their clothes, it's, like, they have tons of, like, I mean, I picture them as, like, vintage, like, dress-up clothes.
They sounded pretty nice.
Yeah.
And they always have a ton of jewelry and, like, high heels.
Yes.
But is this just dress-up or it's their mom's clothes?
You know, they never, I don't know what they say. I think that it's, like, dress-up, but, like, the thing I thought was interesting was that I guess Nancy has a really good collection and Hanny's is not as good as Nancy's. And I thought that was interesting since Nancy has a little house.
Oh, yes. Where do they put all her dresses?
Yeah.
Clothes?
Right. But yeah, so they're having this like dress up day playing Lovely Ladies. And Karen doesn't think that she's a lovely lady. She's an ugly duckling because her teeth are loose and she has these glasses that she's wearing now. And yeah, she just feels awkward.
That just broke my heart because
it made me so sad.
It makes me think like, wait, what book did she get her glasses in?
I don't know if it was 3 or 4. It's like somewhere early on. You know what? I think that it's 5.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that like it's her school picture, and that's where she has to start wearing them, and it's like weird for her.
Well, because in the later book, she seems, like, so proud of, like, the pink hair and the blue hair, or blue pair, that's hard to say. And I was just surprised that she felt like that. And it kind of feels like something you'd think when you were, like, 12.
Right.
But she's 7 in this book, right?
Yeah, like, I wore glasses. I mean, I was wearing glasses when I started kindergarten. And I don't remember feeling that way until, like you said, until, like, I was maybe, 12 is when I got contacts, but maybe 10 or 11.
Yeah.
When I first started feeling awkward about it. Like, before then, I just was like, they were just a part of me, and I never really, you know, considered it weird or anything.
I got glasses in 3rd grade, and yeah, I was just like, oh, great, I can see. Like, I just never thought about it. Is it because, like, Karen's, like, I don't know, just, it seemed to come out of nowhere, so I was just surprised. Is it, like, something with being, like, rich, so... I don't know.
Maybe, like, I don't know if it's maybe because she's a little bit younger than everybody in the class, and so some of the things that are happening to her, like the teeth falling out or whatever, have already been happening to people, so she feels like she's at a different stage or what. I don't know.
Does it sound like she lost her teeth, like, later than other people? Because I did. I remember being, like, I was still losing teeth in 3rd grade, and other people... done that.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not, like, it's hard to say because I know that she, like, she's losing them all throughout the book, and then at the end, like, Hanny gets in that, like, accident or whatever, where she
a little dramatic.
Where she loses the tooth too, and then it's, like, very upsetting. But, yeah, I don't remember people being that upset about teeth falling out.
I was excited. Like,
yeah, me too. And also on that note, like, so Karen, in the beginning of this book, she has two teeth fall out at the same time, or like on the same day. And she gets a barrette from the Tooth Fairy.
Why didn't she get money?
Yeah, and so I remember thinking that as a kid, and I definitely thought that now, because I was like, well, that seems like you would get a lot of money to get two teeth at once. And even back then, like, I feel like, I don't know, at least $5, right? Like, I think that, I feel like I got a couple dollars for, like, regular teeth and, like, five for, like, my front teeth or whatever.
You're going to have to give your kid, like, a 20. Like,
I know, that, I know. But I have a long time before that happens, fortunately. But yeah, it was like something like that. And so I was like, well, Karen's family is like rich, or they are at the big house. So a barrette seems like not that exciting.
I mean, she could get a barrette for like 50 cents. I don't know what world they're in. Like, are they in the Babysitter's Club world where dues are like a dollar?
Yes. So yeah, I was curious about the barrette. Like, was it, like, I guess if it's, like, a JoJo Siwa type of barrette, then maybe, you know, that's a little bit more money.
She talks about barrettes and, like, hair accessories a lot. Yeah. I was kind of wondering, like, is it the kind you get for, like, 10 at CVS or fancy?
Like, so at the time that I saw myself as Karen, I guess, I also had a lot of barrettes and stuff, and I guess, and, like, scrunchies, but I couldn't tell you how much they cost because, like, I was, you know, a little kid, and I don't think I ever paid attention to that.
Yeah, I guess, like, maybe she goes, there's no Claire's in Stony Brook. I'm trying to think what
they have an accessory store called, like, Merry-Go-Round, I think.
Yeah, that seems the closest, but it's never clear how much stuff costs because they're always buying stuff, but then they have their babysitting club.
Yes.
I'm just reading. Nancy has pretty good dress-up clothes. So do I.
Karen always has to, like, make sure that she's the best no matter what it is.
And we're not clear if that has something to do with the divorced parents.
Right. I feel like it might, but maybe that's just who she is. But yeah, so after she plays dress up with Nancy, she goes to the big house, right?
And she gives us the explanation.
Yeah, she gives us the whole, like, you know, spiel about her big house, her little house, blah, blah, blah. And this, she's eating dinner that night with, like, her big house family, and it's still feeling like she's an ugly duckling, and they're eating corn, and her older stepbrother, Sam, tells Andrew that corn is yellow teeth that have fallen out of old people's mouths.
Really teeth-themed book.
Yes, and I remember thinking that was so funny as a kid. And it's so gross. And, like, I remember, like, wanting to, like, pretend I believe that, too.
Do you think this is where Christy got her, like, gross comments about the school lunch food from?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, so after they do that, or after they have dinner and Karen hears that whole, like, tooth thing and she's still feeling ugly.
One thing to say about
her. Oh, yeah.
So I don't remember what I probably thought it was funny, too, like, when he said this stuff in the regular BSC books. But it just sounds, like, really immature because wasn't he supposed to be, like, 15?
Yeah, he's, like, 15 and the other Charlie, her other brother, is 17.
And I know Stacy liked him and, like, went out with him for a while.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because I thought that, I mean, I didn't think it was creepy at the time, but now I do. But he does seem very immature for his age, so I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, I mean, like, I sort of think it's creepy because he's, like, supposed to be in high school and they're, like, still in middle school, but he does sort of act like he's a middle schooler.
Go ahead. I interrupted you. You were talking
about dinner. Yeah. So the next day when she wakes up at the big house, she has a loose tooth. And she's very freaked out about it. And Sam, who I guess is tooth obsessed, offers to, like,
yes, maybe become a dentist or something.
Maybe he offers to, like, yank out pliers or pull it, like, straight out of her mouth, or he'll tie it to a string and then slam the door and the truth will fly out through the air. And Karen's like pretty interested in that idea. And I mean, I also found this a really interesting idea, but I could never get anyone to do it with me.
I love that we both tried to make this like a real world and no one yes. wanted to go along with it.
I remember I trying to do it myself even, but obviously it didn't work because I had to get up and then like slam the door.
I feel like this was mentioned as like a tooth method that they did with one of their babysitting charges. And maybe yes. I read it in another book, but like I've never heard of anyone doing it in real life.
Right. No, of course. And then like, but Karen says that she's going to go along with it. Sam ties a string around her tooth. He's like getting all ready to do it. To slam the door, and she freaks out and says like she doesn't want it him to do it because then she's scared.
Wait, so when you tried it, what happened? Because you had to slam the door, so it wouldn't.
Yeah, so like it's like I got up and like I tried to shut the door and like nothing happened because there wasn't enough like slack.
But you like, tied the string to the tooth?
Yeah.
That's what I couldn't figure out because I figured it would just like fall.
And yeah, it also didn't stay on very well. Because I, from what I remember, I just had like yarn.
You were using yarn. I was thinking floss.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I think I just used yarn, and so obviously it didn't work. But then, like right after that, when Karen like decides she just wants him to do it, and he makes fun of her, Daddy just Winston or whatever, just pulls out the tooth. Watson, sorry, I was like Winston Watson. Yeah, Watson Bro just pulls the tooth right out of her mouth.
Did you ever have? I think I'd be too freaked out to have someone do that.
I feel like I had somebody do that, like if the tooth was like dangling, you know.
Yeah, we don't know how loose it was,
no.
do we?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how I lost my teeth. It was never like, someone yanking it.
I remember like one just fell out, like when I was at summer camp once.
What, did you get money from the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
What, one of the counselors did or something?
Well, I was at day camp. So
oh,
like,
okay, never
yeah,
mind.
I came home, but I feel like, I think I actually like lost that tooth. Like it fell out and then I couldn't find it.
Oh, so you didn't go to sleepaway camp?
And no, I never went
BITs
to sleepaway camp.
Or anything?
No, I was like a junior counselor and a counselor at day camp, like when I was older. The same day camp that I went to, but yeah, I never went to sleepaway camp.
I was always so jealous when I read about them. And
yeah, me too.
But my parents would never let me go, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think my parents would have let me go. Like, I went to Girl Scout camp, like, a couple times. Yeah. But it was, like, a couple days at a time. I don't think my parents would have let me go away for, like, the whole summer.
And it was, like, my friends and, like, my mom's.
Yeah.
And his mom was, like, the person. I mean, you know, the Baby Service Club is very, responsible being CITs, so.
They're very young, too, to be, like, CITs.
Weren't Mallory and Jesse, like, junior CITs?
Yeah.
Why do they like, always have to do that?
I don't know. Like, I remember when I was young and went to summer camp. And, like, when I first started, I remember CITs, like, were 13.
Oh, okay.
And then, but, like, and then I remember being at camp when I was, like, going into sixth grade. And there's no way, like, I would have been mature enough to, like, be even a junior CIT. And I think by the time I was old enough, like, when I was 13 or whatever, I don't think... I feel like they'd raise the age by that point, and you had to be, like, 15 or 16 to be, like, a junior counselor.
Yeah, they probably figured out that 13-year-olds are not mature enough.
I mean, it, like, also, like, so I was a junior counselor for, like, 2 years, I think. Like, I was 15 at one camp and then 16. Yeah, I was going to 10th grade and then going into 11th. And both of those times, like, I just feel like that's really young to be responsible for kids.
Yeah.
Like, a group of kids. It's, like, one thing if you're babysitting, it's, like, another, like... to like be helping out with like, you know, 15 to 20 kids.
Yeah, the camp thing. Oh, so I don't know, like 2 nights ago, like I couldn't sleep. So I started reading some of the Friends Forever books. And I forgot that Christy and Abby go to camp, but it's just them two. Cause it's when they're trying
to
like
that too.
Yeah, but the other ones don't go because they're like become normal at that stage.
Right.
We should talk about those books. They're really good.
Yeah, they are good. But getting back to Karen,
yes,
good for the moment. Important. So Karen, yeah, she loses her teeth. She's feeling really ugly. And Hanny, like, is talking about her wedding.
Okay, in the previous books, did they talk about this wedding? Because it's introduced, like,
I don't remember it coming up.
They didn't even talk about it. It was just like, yeah, this is happening.
Yeah, like, so Hanny's just, like, getting married, and she wants Karen to be in her wedding, and they're brainstorming ways that Karen can feel less ugly.
Well, I was very impressed because Scott seems to be Asian, and we know Hanny is Greek, so it's, like, interracial. Yes. Very progressive for Babysitter's
Club. Yeah, and, you know, something I didn't realize as a kid, but, like, as an adult, I think that Ricky is Hispanic.
Oh, Torres. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of that in the Babysitter's Club that, like, maybe Anne doesn't, like, explicitly call out, but she gives you enough context clues.
Good for Anne.
Yeah.
What do you think Hanny looks like?
Like, she always has pigtails when she's illustrated.
Oh.
And she's always, like, kind of, I think in the Babysitter's Club book, she's described as kind of, like, short and stocky with, like, dark hair.
Because this book makes it sound like she's, like, naturally very pretty.
Right, because she's, like, when Karen gets her haircut and it turns out to be hideous, Hanny's upset that she's going to have an ugly bridesmaid.
Who is this girl? Like, where is she getting these ideas from?
I don't know, maybe she's watching, like, Say Yes to the Dress, but that show didn't exist then.
I feel like she's getting it from her mom or, like, some, right?
Yeah, like, it's got to be from, maybe Stacey babysits her a little too much.
Ugh, she would. Stacey would definitely not do. Stacey wouldn't have Mallory as a bridesmaid for sure.
No, or she would, like, make Mallory dye her hair or something.
Red. I mean, I feel like I remember the phrase ugly duckling from the Mallory books also.
Yes, she describes herself that way a lot, I think.
Okay, so Anne likes that phrase.
Maybe Anne felt that way growing up.
Oh, poor Anne.
Yeah.
I thought it was really rude that when Karen brought up that she's ugly, Hanny, I feel like even at 7 or 8, I would have said, oh, no, you're not. Like, try to make my friend feel better. And Hanny was like, why don't you get your hair cut?
Yeah, Hanny just seems like very matter of fact. Like, and she just says whatever's on her. Like, as much as Karen says whatever's on her mind, Hanny's just kind of like tells it like it is.
And Nancy clearly doesn't. Like,
no, Nancy seems more sensitive and, like, caring.
Well, I was going to ask you, because Karen also gets a manicure and talks about a manicure. What book did she get that? Because I vaguely remember a super special.
Yeah, so she does get the manicure in this book. She wants a pedicure, and, like, her parents are like, no, manicure's fine. So she just gets her nails painted pink. But, yeah, I think there is another – maybe Christie's Big Day?
No, I think – because she says she's on a cruise ship. And what was the book that they were on a cruise ship?
It's a super special.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one, though.
Is it? I think it's Babysitters on Board.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah. I remember the title. Because Karen charged it to the room, and I think she got in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
How old were you when you got your first manicure?
So I remember being at a sleepover party in third grade, and we all got, like, our nails painted. And so, like, it wasn't like a real manicure, but, like, whoever sleepover it was, their cousin or somebody was there who could do nail art.
Oh, like, and professionally, or she just did that?
I think she was just good at it. Like, I remember she painted, like, a beach scene on one of my nails.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, like, I don't remember my first real manicure, but I really remember that because I thought I was really cool.
So, okay, you were a young manicurist, like...
Yeah, like, I was, like, eight.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, my first manicure, maybe, like, as a teenager.
Yeah. I feel like high school.
Yeah.
Do you think Ricky Torres is supposed to be, like, an Alan Gray type?
I don't see him as that annoying. Because, like, throughout the series, like, I know in the beginning of the series, and even, so, like, somewhat in this book, he is sort of annoying and, like, teases Karen, but he doesn't seem that way as the series goes on.
Well, and even in this book, he is nice eventually.
He's the only one to, like, compliment her, and when she decides to start changing her name so she can be somebody else, which is a funny development, he, like, tries to remember her new names and nobody else does.
That's true. Okay, so he's a good one.
Yeah.
So when she goes to school is when Hanny's like, yeah, you can't be my bridesmaid.
Yeah, so Hanny sees her, wants to know, like, what happened to her hair, and it's like, well, you can't be in my wedding because I need a perfect bridesmaid, and you're ugly. She doesn't say that, but she does this in a sense.
Basically.
Yeah, and which is just, you know, which is funny because it's such a, it really is something that you read on Reddit.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely gonna be like that. It's
Yeah.
weird because in the Babysitter's Club, like, she's not in it a ton, but like, she's always like, she and her brother are always described as like nice kids. Like, they're not like
Yeah.
Penny Prezioso or whatever.
Yeah, this is like Hanny's big like moment in the spotlight. So I guess she's just trying to milk it for what it's worth. I don't know.
Or she's trying to get back at Karen for getting her in trouble all the
Yeah,
time.
that's true too. That's a good point. But yeah, so Karen goes to school with this ugly haircut. Everyone's making fun of her. She's really upset, so she decides like she starts changing her name and like wearing different accessories to become like somebody else.
I was a little like, why would calling herself Tiffany make her hair any different? Like, I actually didn't kind of get this part.
Yeah, I guess that she like wants to invent this like glamorous persona to help her
Yeah.
forget about the hair almost. But the names that she picks are just so out there, like it's like Tiffany, Tatiana, or something Brewer, and then like another day she decides she's like Chantel, but it's like she never is just like one name. She's like has three names always.
So you said you did this too?
Yeah, so not exactly the way Karen did it, but like when I was around that age, like I thought that I was gonna be an actress, which is funny because I'm like terrible at acting. But so I like was always writing plays and like wanted to be on stage, and so I remember just hanging up a sign like on my bedroom door that said like Michelle Stefania Cantoria's room because I decided that was my stage name. Like I just added an A to like the end of all of my names.
That is so a Karen, like in a very
Yes, it
endearing cute.
really is. And like my family still brings it up, like.
I mean, that's for you.
But yeah, like a lot of times, like sometimes it's like I don't know if I like read these books and was inspired or like I was literally just that way. And then I read these books and I was like, oh, this girl's just like me.
Yeah,
Maybe like
maybe
a little bit
both.
of both.
Karen, I don't know if this is like from the dress up stuff, but she has like a ton of rings and like jewelry. And she
Yeah.
said she got the rings at the dentist's office. I didn't know what she was talking about.
So I was thinking, I remember like when I was little and go to the dentist, like you would get like a prize or whatever at the end. And like, it was stickers or like, I think they did have those plastic rings sometimes, like those really cheap ones.
Like the kind you get in, not vending machines, but those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a, yeah.
Okay, maybe I don't remember that, but it was just one of the things. She said she has eight of them,
Yeah, she
so.
did seem to have a lot. Like, why was she the dentist so often? But maybe she got like one every time Andrew went to. I don't know.
She would definitely take Andrew's stuff.
Yeah. But I do think that like at 7 or 8, I had a lot of like very cheap jewelry.
Okay, so I wonder if I don't, because I'm Indian and like jewelry is a big like cultural thing. So
Yeah, that makes sense.
my mom was always trying to get me to wear jewelry and I hated
Yeah.
it. Like, I thought it was so uncomfortable. So I think maybe that's why I don't relate, because I
Yeah.
didn't like jewelry.
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of like plastic rings and plastic bracelets and like just like I don't even know where it came from now that I think about it, but like
Would you wear them to school or would it be like a dress up thing?
both.
Oh, okay, so you would wear them
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of like accessories as a kid. Like I was big into barrettes and headbands and stuff.
I thought it was very creative of Karen to make an ankle bracelet
I
also.
yes. I remember thinking that was cool too. Like it was very cool when people had ankle bracelets.
Well, that was like actually cool in, I don't know,
Yeah,
like
that
middle
time.
school year.
Yeah.
But I would never have thought of it.
I mean, she is very creative.
She is. I mean, I would believe she would become like someone famous.
Yeah. And I like that she like puts on all this makeup and everything, like, and that she thinks like she doesn't think that's, you know, weird or anything. She's just happy with like being herself at that point.
I wonder if she would have gotten trouble as like putting on makeup to school.
Oh, like at public school or like,
yeah, or no, I mean, like, I know that she didn't do it. I think she did it when she got to school because she knew she would get in trouble.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure her mom, like, because I wonder if she had her own makeup or she was playing with her mom's.
I think she said her mom had thrown it away.
Yeah.
So she was digging in the trash or something.
Yeah, because I feel like when I was her, like, that age, I did have, like, some of that, like, fake makeup that they have for, like, little girls.
Yeah.
But I think I also had, like, really old makeup of my mom's, and she was just like, here, you can have this.
Though now I think you're, like, supposed to get rid of makeup, right?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I mean, I think about that, too. Like, so I remember, yeah, my mom would give me all, like, her old makeup, and it had to have been, like, millions of years old. Like,
and my I was just, like, using it. Throw away anything, so I'm sure it was
right. Really old. Yeah, like, I remember my mom gave me this, like, huge palette that had, like, every single color. And, like, she had to have had that for, like, at least 10 years.
I love those. Because it was, like, yeah. You need, you know, anything else.
No, I remember, like, thinking it was so cool and, like, trying to use all the different colors.
So people sort of try to go along with the names, but Hanny just, like, hates it.
Yeah, like, Hanny's just like, no.
They mentioned Natalie Springer. Is she the one whose, like, socks are always falling down?
Yeah, she has a lisp.
Oh, that's mean. I mean,
yeah,
that's...
so she does. She ends up going to speech class in, like, one of these books.
Oh, wow. That's, like, deep.
Yeah, yeah. And I, like, I don't think it was just because of that, but, like, I remember I wanted to go to speech class, and I never got to.
Well, okay. So there was one kid in my school who had to go, and, like, every once in a while they'd be like, okay, Jeff, like, you get to leave class. And so I wanted to do that. But
right.
Is that why you wanted to go?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, in elementary school, like, I would get pulled out to go to, like, gifted, and I would get pulled out, like, I think up until fourth grade because I was so bad at gym.
Wait, you didn't have to go to gym?
No, I did. I had to go to, and I had to go to, like, I want to call it remedial gym because, like,
what?
You can't really be, but I was, yeah, I was in, like, a special gym class with, like, people who, like, in my, I was afraid of balls, which is really funny, but, like, because I wore, like, glasses, like Karen, like, I was always afraid I was going to get hit in the face, like, with my glasses and a ball, and, like, so I would, like, run from, like, balls even if they were nowhere near me.
And so they made you go to a special class?
Yeah, so I went to the special class to, like, learn hand-eye coordination, but I, like, thought it was great. Like, I was like, yeah, I get to go to this. I get pulled out of class to go to this.
Wait, so who else was in the class?
It was, like, actually another one of my friends that was in gifted with me was in it, too. I think she also had some, like, issues with hand-eye coordination. And I can't remember who else was in it, and I just remember, like, we did a lot of, like, things where, like, we would play with really, really, really soft balls, like, almost, like, balloons.
Wait, did, like, you have problems with hand-eye coordination, or you just were scared of balls?
I was really just scared of balls, but I think that that's kind of how it got interpreted, like, that I just had really bad hand-eye coordination, but I was just, like, really, like, petrified of balls.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny that there's, like, nothing wrong with you, but...
No, yeah. And, like, that, I was really afraid of balls, like, I mean, I still kind of am a little bit, but, yeah, like, way longer than I should have been. It just, I don't know. Maybe I have, like, overactive reflexes or something.
Wait, so you would never be on the Crushers?
No. So, as of it, like, one year when I was living in L.A., like, in my, like, mid-20s, I played on a softball, like, one of those, like, you know, intramural or whatever, adult softball teams as a way to get, like, past my fear of balls.
Oh, that's really, like, that's very, like, admirable of you that you didn't have to, but... You wanted.
And it did help, like, as an adult. But yeah, but so I was in a special gym class in elementary school, and I wanted to be in speech class because I just wanted one more thing I would get pulled out of class for.
Yeah. I bet you were very articulate, though, like Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, like, I like, you know how every year they would give you those tests to see if, like, you needed any, like, you know, special services, I guess. I remember, like, trying to fail them intentionally. Like, how do you fail a speech test? Like, you can't, right? Like,
I think they're, like, trained to...
This is also probably a very Karen thing to do.
That is totally a Karen thing to do. In a good way.
Yeah, it was...
I'm very interested in this remedial gym, because I wish I could get to that.
Yeah, it was, like, I think it's called adaptive phys ed, and I think a lot of times it really is for people who do have some kind of, like, physical difficulty, but, like, I literally was in it because I was afraid of balls.
Well, yeah, that's why I think it's so funny.
I mean, maybe they thought at that point, like, there was something, like, potentially wrong with me, but there wasn't.
Oh, man, I wish I was in this class. I hated gym. I hated gym.
Like,
middle school, I guess.
Yeah.
I was just very small, and, like, back, I mean, I don't know if they still do this. Like, do they still make kids, like, play dodgeball and, like, Red Rover? That is so dangerous.
And that's why, yeah, I was also very small and wore glasses, and that's why I was, like, so petrified of gym.
That is a very dangerous game.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do that anymore.
No, I hope not.
I thought it was surprising that Karen said someone looked like an owl with their glasses, and I felt like that was an insult in the Babysitter's Club. Like, it sounded familiar, but maybe...
Yeah, I thought maybe, like, Christy said it or something. I think she was talking about Ricky, wasn't she?
Yeah. So they're playing, I guess it's the weekend again, and this is when Hanny has her bike accident.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty brave, not brave, but, like good of Karen to, like, run to help her friend.
Yeah, especially because they're in a fight at that point.
Yeah, she, like, it says she helped her inside, like, so her mom could help her and stuff.
Yeah, and I think at that point, like, Hanny realizes that she's kind of been a bitch to Karen.
Well, she thinks she's ugly now, so she's getting this message from somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. I hope it's not her mom, but maybe it was.
I think you're right that it was Stacy.
Yeah.
Stacy and Claudia.
It seems like a Stacy thing.
I was also, like, I think it's kind of inappropriate, but I don't know if that's just, like, from my parents, that they were acting out this wedding, and the parents were totally fine of participating.
Yeah, it's really funny.
So that doesn't, like, happen, does it? Or... I don't know.
So, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I was fake married to anybody, like, in school or, like, at that age. I do remember, like, you could get fake married at day camp. Like, we had a camp carnival. And people would get married at the camp carnival.
Wait, why at the camp carnival?
Like, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, that was really weird. But that was, like, a booth at our camp carnival. It was, like, the wedding booth we were going to get married at. And so, like, I married my friend's, like, little brother, like, when I was a JC. He was, like, a couple years younger. And I remember he, like, then thought we were, like, for real married. And so I came over, and they were like, yeah, no, like, you're not married.
Oh, was it, like, a booth where they would take pictures of you?
Yeah, like, you would get, like, a certificate and a ring, and, like, it was just for fun. And, like, but now I'm like, man, that was weird.
Yeah, I mean, the certificate and stuff.
Yeah.
Andy didn't even get that.
No.
Oh, I forgot to mention that she was at Hanny's earlier in the group, and she was like, Hanny's dad made us lunch, and it was fruit salad. And I was like, is that really all you ate for lunch?
Is it like, does she mean ambrosia since they're Greek?
Wait, is that a Greek thing?
Isn't it?
I thought it was just like a Southern or like maybe Midwestern thing.
Oh, you're right. Why do I think it's? I feel like we ate it in middle school when we were learning it about like ancient Greece, but that seems wrong now.
Oh my gosh, really?
I'm looking it up because I need to know now. No, it is. Yeah,
it means Greek,
Greek gods.
Yeah. Oh wow!
But it means food of the Greek gods, but it originated in Vermont.
Yeah. Wait, like the marshmallow thing, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going with like Henny having it because she's Greek, even though it's not Greek.
That totally makes sense now. Wow, the more you know.
Even though, yeah, it apparently means that, but it was invented in Vermont, but I'm just going to go with it.
Did they ever show Hanny's family eating like spanakopita or something? Or like,
I don't think so.
Is baklava Greek?
I think, isn't it like
Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
I don't know anything Greek. Oh, like grape leaves? I don't think kids would.
Baklava? Oh, no. Baklava is Greek.
Because, like, at Claudia's, you'd get, like, a full buffet of snacks, you know? And that was just snack.
Right. But, yeah, we don't know anything about, like, Henny's Greek heritage. Other than that, it exists.
Yeah. And then her last name is, like, very Greek.
Yeah, Papadakis.
So Hanny says she's ugly now. But hey, Karen is kind of funny where she's like, I don't know what to say because am I supposed to say, sorry, you knocked your teeth out and now you look as ugly as I do?
That part was so funny. And I was like, more of this, Karen. Like, and then Scott, Hanny's like boyfriend or soon to be husband, shows up and he's just like, well, I'm not marrying your face. Which is also funny.
Is he like 25? Like, where did that come from?
I know, he's like an old man. He's like, I'm marrying you, not your face.
Honestly, even adult men aren't even that mature.
So. I know. Like, he's like a real catch. I hope Hanny like hung on, like kept him around.
They like reunite early, or maybe like they start dating. They're a Logan and Marianne type.
Yeah.
Couple. Wait, so you said Scott does not go to their school?
I don't think so, because like David Michael does their ceremony like on the playground, and he doesn't go to their school. Unless he just showed up in the middle of the day.
Did they ever did they ever babysit Scott's family?
I think they do, but not very often. Like, he's like one of those like side characters who just shows up every now and again.
Well, maybe his parents actually take care of him, so
yeah, it's like it's hard to believe in Stony Brook, but
you never know.
Yeah.
Did you think it was weird that Hanny was allowed to wear her mom's wedding dress?
Yes, I was thinking. I think at the time I didn't really think that much about it, like as a kid, because I don't remember ever seeing my mom's wedding dress. Like, I think it was like preserved or whatever and like put away. But like, there, mine is at my mom's house, and there's no way like I would let my like little kid wear it.
No, never. I mean, mine wasn't even like that expensive, but still, it's like,
yeah,
no. And apparently Lenny and David Michael are in suits, which I don't see that happening. Because they hated wearing suits in Christie's big day.
And, like, where do they just have suits, like, lying around?
I was thinking from his mom's wedding. I don't know about
that. Yeah, that's true.
Well, she says they looked upset because they hate wearing suits. And I was like, why did they wear them then?
Yeah, how did she get them to wear them? Like, this is like a backyard wedding, not, like, you know, church or something.
And then Scott's parents and Hanny's parents were there and taking photos.
I hope that they just thought like it was really cute and funny.
I don't think it's cute. Like, I
think it's weird now. Okay. But like, maybe at that time they're like, oh, well, they're getting married.
Do you think it's weird when like, okay, well, you have a kid, but like with babies and they're like, oh, look, they're going to be, like, girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever.
Yeah, like, so my daughter goes to an in-home daycare, and she's really, like, there's one other girl there right now who's a couple years older than her. I think she's, like, 3 or 4. But my daughter's, like, best friend is, like, a little boy who is probably 6 months older than her. And, like, they're always hugging and always hanging out and always together. And, like, fortunately, like, neither her daycare teacher nor like anybody else has really said like, oh, look, their boyfriend girlfriend, because I like that would really like bother me.
Yeah, well, thank goodness. Maybe like they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I think like some older people do, and like, but I just feel like, yeah, they're just friends.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
And then they use Karen's dentist rings at
the yes. Like, how does she not? It's weird.
It's pretty generous of Karen to.
It is, yeah. I mean, sometimes Karen is a good friend.
Which is, you know, you don't see that a lot. So good for Karen.
Yeah.
Did you ever read the Alice books?
The, like, Go Ask Alice?
No. Though I bet you love that.
You know what? Like, I had a friend who was super into them, but I was never, like, that into them.
No, the Alice books are, like, about a girl named, like a teenage girl named Alice, and it's by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor, who wrote Shiloh.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I ever read those.
They're so good. But so they were in eighth grade, and they did like a wedding because they had some health class assignment about like making a budget when you're married or something.
Oh, yeah, they have that in like a Babysitter's Club book at one point, too.
Wait, is that when they did the egg babies?
Yeah.
Was Christy with Alan Gray?
Yes.
Which, was that one of those short takes classes?
Yeah, I think so. It was, like, I know it's covered in, like, it's a Marianne book, like, where they talk about it.
Oh. Was she with Logan?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, I want to read that one. We have to talk about the short takes classes.
Yeah.
I never got those. They were running out of stuff by then.
Yeah, like, we had, like, electives that would be, like, you know, a semester or whatever, but not like it seems like they have these classes for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. But after the wedding, Karen was fine. And was it because she felt better about her haircut or because she made up with Hanny?
I think it's probably both, because I feel like at that point her hair is like growing out a little bit and she doesn't feel as ugly, and especially when she sees the fifth grade girls copying her.
Do you think that's realistic?
No.
I'm glad you said that very quickly, because I didn't think so either.
No, like, I can't imagine, like, being in fifth grade, and, like, I think at that age, you really think somebody 3 years younger than you is really a lot younger than you.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think you're, like, going home, like, oh, I saw the second grader with this cool haircut.
I could see someone in her class, like, Natalie or something, because she was doing it.
Yeah, but not like a fifth grader.
What was the book with Natalie? It was a regular book, and one of the babysitters was like trying to get friends for her.
Yeah, I don't remember which one that is, but I do remember the book where the Karen, like, little sister book, where Natalie is pretty like prominent in it.
I just remember the biggest thing is they always talked about her socks dripping. Yeah. And I was like, get new socks. Like, what?
Yeah. I would have never noticed that, like, about a kid.
And it just, like, was she just wearing socks that were too big for her? Like, why is that her character trait?
Yeah, I feel like they just want her to be messy.
Oh, like, okay. So, like, sloppy.
Yeah, because not only does she have, like, the lisp and the droopy socks, but, like, when Miss Coleman gets married, she spells her name wrong.
Oh, she spells Natalie's name wrong?
No. So, like, in the book where she is getting married, they want to get her a gift, like, for her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So they get her, like, this, like, engraved, like, silver cup or something as a clasp.
Wow.
And Natalie goes to pick it up, and she spells her name, like, Miss Coleman's name wrong.
Is it spelled with an E?
I think she spells it with an E instead of just, like, Coleman or however it's spelled. And so when they get it, like, they're like, oh, or, like, they can't return it because it's already engraved and they already spend the money, so they just have to give it to her that way.
Honestly, that's the way I would think it was spelled, so.
Right.
It's really Miss Coleman's fault.
Right. Well, she's really excited about this, like, cup anyway.
What book did she get married in? Like, later?
It's like a little sister's book, like, in the 30s, I think.
Oh, we should do that one. Was her husband black?
Yes.
Wow.
And her, like, it's kind of a weird book. Like, I remember really liking it, but, like, so Karen is her flower girl.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, which is so weird to me, because, like, how do you do that as a teacher? And then, like, she doesn't think any of her family is going to be able to be there because they all live far. And then her niece shows up.
What?
And is able to make the wedding after all. And so Karen, like, is upset because she feels like she shouldn't really be the flower girl if her niece is there.
Why couldn't her family come?
I don't know. I guess they thought it was like too, it was like far away, or
That's
I don't
so
know.
mean.
I know. Yeah, we need to like reread this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get into it because that is just too much. But I mean, it's not appropriate to like pick favorites from your class for sure.
Yeah, and like Karen gets to go to her house all the time, and like she invites the whole class to her wedding, and Karen is in it, which I think is like weird.
Well, clearly she had no one else in her life, so she needed
Right.
her. It's so sad. So they bring pictures of Hanny's wedding to school, and everyone thinks it's so great.
Yeah.
This dentist ring, like, she just accepts it. Like, it's like, oh, it's a dentist ring. Not even like, oh, it's a prize I got from the dentist.
Yeah, no, it's a dentist ring.
Did she not use the contraction, like the no contraction thing as much?
Yeah, I think in these early books, it's not quite as established.
I feel like I would have noticed it
Yeah.
was. Maybe that's why I found her more.
More relatable.
Yeah. And then Ricky asks Karen to marry him, but do we see that wedding?
Yeah, I think that is like a couple books later.
Oh, okay. We should do that one. We should do a wedding
Yeah.
theme.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
So Ricky was like teasing her, but then goes to liking her.
Yeah, I guess he's always liked her.
Oh yeah, and they, you know what I always thought was gross is they always talk about spitballs in these books, but I don't think I've ever had that in real life.
No, I don't think I have either.
It's so disgusting.
Maybe it was like something that was like bigger in Anne's generation.
That makes sense. Poor Anne, she's always bringing up these things that no
Yeah,
one.
like another thing that I like never forgot is that like so Charlie, you know, Chrissy's oldest brother, his car, the junk bucket, as they call it,
Yeah.
like when he hits the horn, it blares the theme song from My Three Sons.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and I remember like I don't even know what that theme song is, but I was like, how does that happen? Why would he do that?
Oh, is it like you used to be able to do that with cars or something?
I don't know. I mean, that would be great if you could.
I've
But like imagine how
never.
annoying people's like honks would be.
Well, I thought it was weird that they were like, yeah, we all piled into the junk bucket. And I was like,
Yeah, and there's no way that they can all fit in it.
that's so unsafe.
Right. And like, I mean, even now, I guess now, like, they really wouldn't be able to because, like, now a lot of them would probably still be in, like, you know, well, at least Mallory and Jesse would probably still be in booster seats or whatever.
Aren't kids in them until they're like 10 now or something?
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, you could be in them until, like, yeah, I want to say, like, 80 or 90 pounds.
Oh my gosh, you're so mean.
Like, I mean, whatever, I remember like looking and I was like, oh, I would have been in the booster seat like till the end of middle school. Like,
Oh
I mean,
yeah.
my poor kid is probably never going to be out of one.
And but wasn't Mallory described as stocky once?
Yeah, that's true. I always think of her as like short and like small, but
And Jessie was of course so lean and
yeah,
like
and tall
perfect.
because she's a ballerina.
And also, I think Anne thinks like broken down cars are like charming or something.
Yes.
But I don't know why.
Maybe that's like what she had.
Yeah. But like you would think, like it's not really safe to be driving around and.
Also, like I know that like Watt like he's not their dad, but I don't think he's letting his stepson like drive around in a car like that.
I don't think so.
And I'm sure
Though,
he's gotta have like a car he's not using.
oh yeah, in his, I bet he had like an 8-car garage or something in the mansion. Though maybe not because they're old houses.
I have a lot of questions like that will never be answered.
Questions. Though, will they be answered by our, now that we both have the complete guide to.
That's true.
Also, I'm mad at you because you said that there was a map of Stony Brook in that book.
There is.
No, and there is, but I pictured it way more detailed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I was looking forward to it, and I just like opened the flap.
I mean, I think that that was my actual reaction as a kid when I saw it too.
that you thought it would be more detail.
I thought it was going to be, like, one of those, like, American Girl maps.
Yeah.
And instead, it's just, like, a couple blocks.
I mean, not that Stony Brook's that big anyways.
Yeah, but it just... I know how you feel.
Yeah. What a disappointment. Yeah. Now I'll never know where anything is. So we should do maybe another, like, wedding-themed one. Yeah, something where Karen is dynamic.
Yeah. I think, like, I think it's 15 where they get married, but I'll look.
So if anyone's still listening, none of you have commented on if you like these podcasts or not. But we're having a lot of fun, so we're going to keep doing them. Yeah. And I know there's Babysitters fans out there because there are other Babysitters podcasts. So
and I think that there has to be people as into Karen as we are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are just a star, Karen, in a not annoying way.
Yeah, I really, like, she really is the character, like, that I most relate to.
I didn't get that until I read this book, and now I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, now you're like, oh, she's fun.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, she's a lot, but she is fun.
And we know she has, you know, kind of a troubled home life in some ways.
Right.
I can excuse a lot.
Yeah.
So that was book number 8, right? Karen's yeah. Haircut. We're definitely going to do more of these. And if you're listening, let me know what you think. I'm definitely going to go back to Mindy Kaling stuff. But I hoped you liked this Little Sister podcast. And thanks for joining me, Michelle.
Thanks for having me again. This is
yeah,
fun.
I had so much fun. Bye, everyone.